Hi, this is Ashlyn with KCTA Radio, and we're doing our community spotlight right now on an organization called Music and Memory. And we've got Stephanie Hoffman on the line. And Stephanie, what is it that you do exactly?
Well, I am the Central U.S. Regional Director for Music and Memory, which means I handle our great state of Texas, where I was born and raised. You know, music and memory is a roadmap to our lives. You know, this is something that the importance of personalized music is so effective on those who are suffering from dementia or other cognitive disabilities. What I am doing right now is I'm working to get this spread throughout the entire state of Texas. And then beyond that, this is such an incredible organization. We are looking to help train the staff of long-term care facilities, such as Mirador, and other nursing homes, assisted livings, VAs, adult day health centers, caregivers at home.
Well, how do people get involved in something like Music and Memory, or more importantly, how did it start?
Well, actually, Music and Memory, it's a 501c3 organization. We are a nonprofit. And Dan Cohen is the founder, and he actually had this idea back in 2008. He is a social worker, and he's got some tech background. So he was thinking about how the people in nursing facilities and nursing homes oftentimes sit lonely, helpless, bored. So he thought about it, and he knew about the iPod Shuffle, so he took his laptop into a nursing facility, and he kind of tested out some different music on a couple of the folks there in terms of finding out just what their favorite music is. And if he could create an actual personalized playlist of their own music, he saw them come alive. He saw a glow in their faces. And he also thought about how if he were there, he'd love to hear his music from the 60s. So he just put some thought into it. He created structure. In 2010, he got his 501c3, and then he extended the reach from there. It wasn't an easy journey, but that's what Alive Inside is able to document.
Well, tell us more about Alive Inside.
Alive Inside, oh my goodness. 2015 was just really a watershed year for us because Music and Memory, or Alive Inside, was actually, it went into the Sundance Music Film Festival. And so it actually won, it won. And then it just shed from there. Tons and tons of attention was given to it. We went from 1,100 facilities with Music and Memory being certified to 2,200. So it was an amazing year for us. Alive Inside documents the work of Dan Cohen in creating Music and Memory and going into the various nursing facilities. And it also talks about the different individuals that are there, what their diagnoses are, how their personalized playlist really affected them. And you're going to be able to see just the incredible results of them listening to their personalized music. You have folks that weren't able to really talk a lot. They can't remember their past, and music really brings that out in them. Music is linked to our emotions. It's stored in extremely close proximity to the part of the brain that stores long-term memory. And this happens to be the last part of the brain that's affected by Alzheimer's and other dementias. It doesn't just affect those in diagnosis, though. You'll find some folks, maybe it affects with bipolar issues. So Alive Inside is just an incredible journey. It was filmed by Michael Rosetta Bennett and winning at the Sundance Film Festival, like I said, has just skyrocketed the interest in Music and Memory. We're very thankful for that. You're going to find when you watch this film, you definitely have your favorites. of the people who talk about their long-term care, talk about their long-term memories. So it's just an incredible journey. It's an amazing documentary. The Huffington Post rated it in the top 10 of all documentaries you should see in your lifetime.
That's crazy.
Pretty incredible.
I know.
We're so lucky. There, you know, as a nonprofit, we're so lucky to have a film that documents what we do.
That is
cool. Phenomenal.
And then, Stephanie, do you have like a real testimony of how this has actually worked for somebody that you've met?
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm the luckiest person in the world to do the work that I do. I really am. I get nonstop good examples of how this is working. It's not only research-based, but I get the examples every day. I know there are things that music and memory and the effects of the personalized music is having on people that you would never know is possible. I went into a nursing facility a couple of months ago, and the nurse came up to me, and she had tears in her eyes. And I said, "What's going on?" And she said, "I just got a report back that the number of falls that we had this year, or this month actually, had decreased." And I said, "Well, by how much?" And she said, "We had been noted as having between 40 and 50 falls in a month. And this month, we only had 18. And that's because the music and memory program was put into place. You know, people like to sit and listen to their music, to enjoy it. It really brings life back into their eyes. The research has even shown residents are happier. They're more social. Relationships among staff and residents and family deepens. Everyone benefits from a calmer, more supportive environment. So the reduction in falls is the latest report back that I had, and it's just incredible.
Well, that's
really neat because the iPod Shuffle is the easiest to use for staff and individuals. So if you're not familiar with an iPod Shuffle, which I think a lot of folks are, it's an incredible, incredible piece of equipment for us to be able to use.
Well, I guess you could probably use any sort of little MP3 player, huh?
That's what I thought, you know, when I first heard about it. When I first saw, there's a little clip on the internet of Henry. His name is Henry. He's a gentleman that has been in a nursing facility for 10 plus years, and he was introduced to music and memory. When you mentioned, you would think that any MP3 player would work. The iPod Shuffle in our research has shown to be the easiest. And when you look at it, you'll be able to see just why. It's easy to play, it's easy to reverse, it's easy to move forward. So someone with dementia or a cognitive disability is able to use that much easier than any of the others. That's just what our research has shown. And having the headphones, obviously, we've got some good ideas for headphones.
Well, that's good. I know they have those big ones that fit outside the head, so they're more comfortable than those earbuds.
Yes, absolutely.
But
absolutely.
How can our listeners help Music and Memory? Like, what can we do to help y'all's organization do more?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, you can go to musicandmemory.org. It's a wonderfully situated site that will give you ideas on how to volunteer. If you'd like to donate an iPod Shuffle, you know, they've been around for a while now, getting close to, 8 to 10 years. You probably have one of those sitting in your closet, or maybe it's in your desk drawer. Maybe it's one of your neighbors. Ask your family, your friends, your folks that attend church, just to check their houses for iPod Shuffles and donate those. You can go to our website, musicandmemory.org. You can find out and print out an actual return envelope or label and put the iPod Shuffle in there and send it right on up to us. We can get it out to someone in a nursing facility that's going to help them a lot.
Well, that's excellent, Stephanie. I mean, we're running a little short on time, but we are going to be at Mirador at the viewing of Alive Inside on Thursday at 2 p.m. This week. So,
Thursday the 28th.
Awesome. Well, people will be interested in answering or asking you more questions. You'll be there after the viewing of Alive Inside for any questions people might have, right?
Absolutely. I would love to meet you. Please come out and enjoy this with us. It's phenomenal.
Well, thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and get some information from Aaron from Mirador, and he's going to finish this out for us, okay? Oh, but thank you so much for your time and for the interview. We really appreciate it at KCTA.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
And next, we're going to speak to Aaron DeNovelis. He's the executive director of Mirador Retirement Community, and he's going to let us know about the viewing of Alive Inside that they have going on. So first of all, Aaron, what exactly is Mirador? Everyone wants to know, what is Mirador, and how do you say it?
Well, hello, everyone. Mirador is a nonprofit 501c3 continuing care retirement community. So we are made up of four different levels of care. We have independent living, assisted living, memory support, and skilled nursing.
What got Mirador into music and memory?
Well, we actually was brought to my attention from a independent living resident who is passionate about music and saw the documentary and had a lot of interest in helping our residents in memory support. So he visited with me, and I saw watched the documentary and saw how powerful it was, and decided to bring it on and get certified with the program. And we worked with our assisted living director, and now it's in full force in our memory support, and the outcomes are fantastic.
You have one of the best memory support programs I've seen ever, you know, having a grandfather that passed away from Alzheimer's. So are the people there with the music and memory and playing the iPod shuffles, do you see that it's working?
Absolutely, yeah. We take pride in the programming that we provide for our memory support residents, and hold everyone accountable for the highest level of care and the quality of care that we can provide. So the outcomes have been wonderful.
Well, that's excellent. So tell us about Alive Inside, when you're going to view it, what's it going to be like? What can our listeners expect to, you know, expect when they show up?
Yeah, of course. Well, first off, we have Stephanie Hoffman, who you just spoke to. And so she will be speaking a little bit on it and basically hosting the event, which is on the 28th, this Thursday at 2 o'clock. And just so everyone knows, it is at 5857 Timbergate Drive on the south side of Corpus Christi near Saratoga and Staples. We'll, of course, provide refreshments. We have a large projector screen, which it will be filmed on.
And after the movie, what can our listeners and your guests expect to do?
Wow, we'll have many employees there ready to provide tours. And during the tours, not only will they be able to see the different levels of care, we'll have independent living apartments available for viewing. We have a chapel as well, of course, a pool, fitness center, and be able to see our dining rooms, which we provide a high level of five-star meal and fine dining on a daily basis as well.
And I've eaten there before. It's very good.
I love to test the food when I have an opportunity to do so.
Oh, I bet.
One of the things at Mirador that we're extremely proud of is the high quality of care that we deliver on a daily basis. And we do it with a very high level of hospitality and that approach. And we instill that through the staff. The residents sense that. And oftentimes we're viewed as a cruise ship on land. And so I hope everyone has an opportunity to come and see our community, meet some of the staff, certainly meet Stephanie Hoffman and myself, and see what Mirador has to offer.
Well, I hope our listeners take him up on his offer. He's having refreshments. What kind?
It's going to be sort of movie theater stadium style food.
Yeah, so the nachos and drinks.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that, popcorn.
Yes, that will be there.
That sounds good. I think that y'all should all go to Mirador 2 p.m. this Thursday. It's at 5857 Timbergate Drive.
Yes, ma'am.
Go see Alive Inside at Mirador.
I'm excited to see everyone there.
Yeah, and then also you can pick Stephanie's brain after the movie. I'm sure you'll have a million questions, and she'll be there to answer them for you. So if you know anybody that's going through any sort of memory loss and you want to see if there's a different alternative to medication, please check out Mirador and go see Alive Inside 2 p.m. Thursday at Mirador. How does someone learn more about Mirador, or how do they RSVP to view this Alive Inside?
Everyone, you could dial 361-360-5538. Again, we are taking RSVPs. There is space available. And certainly, if you want a tour before or after that, that would be the number to call. It's 361-360-5538. And for all the KCTA listeners, if you have any family members that do require any level of care or not with independent living, we're a perfect spot for you, and we would love to tell you more about it.
Thank you so much, Aaron. And a big thank you to our listeners for taking the time to listen to our community spotlight. I really hope everybody can make it out to view Alive Inside and learn an alternative to medication when it comes to memory loss. Thank you for listening to KCTA, and I hope you have a blessed day.